Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Friday, November 15th edition of Money Matters, the program all about money. Earning it, spending it, saving it, and investing it. I'm Jeff Iceman, and today I'll be reading from a recent edition of Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine. The first article, actually, it's a carryover from the last program. If you were listening last Friday, you know that I was reading from an article that they run at least once a year, if not twice a year, where they've rated the banks that are out there as far as different categories and what is best for you and what you need from a bank. And I only got through the first category, which is the national banks, where TD Bank was first and PNC was the runner-up. And then I got halfway through the internet banks, where Ally was the winner, but I never got on to the runner-up or the other category, so I thought I'd start there today and then go on from that. The runner-up in the internet banks category in their survey was Capital One 360. And the reason why it took the runner-up position is you get the benefits of an online bank, but can still get customer service at a branch or in a hip Capital One cafe. The standout accounts are the 360 checking, which has returns of 0.2% on amounts below $50,000, 0.75% on balances up to $100,000, and 1% on larger tallies. The 360 money market pays 2% on balances of $10,000 and more. Amounts less than $10,000 earn just 0.85%. Where is it located? 500 branches in 8 eastern and southern states, as well as Washington, D.C. If you walk into a Capital One branch to open an account, the teller may hand you an iPad and steer you toward the online Capital One 360 products. Adults are limited to one choice per checking, savings, and money market deposit account, but all are free to open and none charges monthly fees. You will earn different rates depending on the balance in your checking or money market deposit account, or a flat 1% on anything you stash in 360 savings. Or you can open a CD for any amount and earn 2.9% for a 5-year term. Cash withdrawals from Capital One and Allpoint ATMs are free, but Capital One won't charge 360 users to use ATMs in any network. You won't be reimbursed for surcharges that originate from the ATM operator, however. And Capital One doesn't levy a foreign transaction fee on debit card purchases abroad. If you can seek help by phone via the @AskCapitalOne Twitter account or at a branch, or drop by one of the 37 Capital One cafes scattered around the country to lounge or work remotely and have a Pete's coffee. The cafes also feature Capital One ATMs and DIY banking terminals. I'm sure you've all seen the commercials on TV. They've been running them quite often. The next category is best for families with students. These banks include accounts tailored to kids and teens that give them the freedom to manage their own money. And coincidentally, the best in this category is Capital One 360. Why it won? Family members of all ages will find easy to manage, no-fee accounts. Their standout accounts in this category are the Money Teen Checking Account, which yields 0.25% on all balances. The Kids Savings Account yields 1% on all balances. Teenagers between ages 13 and 17 can get a handle on their finances with a dedicated checking account that allows them to submit checks, make direct deposits, and more. As joint owner, a parent can keep tabs on the account. Once a child turns 18, he or she can roll his or her balance into a regular 360 checking account. Kids under age 18 can tuck birthday checks and other earnings into a special savings account that returns the same rate as the adult version. Both parent and teen holders of the money account are privy to additional features on the mobile app. Both can track activity, automatically transfer allowance money, and set up a simple budget. And the runner-up for this category of families with students is the Alliant Credit Union. Kids and teens earn the same high rates as adults with accounts created specifically for them. Those accounts, teen checking pays 0.65% on any balance. Kids savings yields 2.1% on $100 or more. Where is this located? There's one branch in Chicago, otherwise it's only online. Teens between the ages of 13 and 17 can get free checking and earn interest with two simple conditions. Opt into an e-statement and collect at least one electronic deposit per month. A parent transferring funds from an external bank qualifies under this rule. Parent joint owners get to view the account, authorize any outgoing transfers, and set up alerts. Then at age 18, a teen can transition into the free high-rate checking account. Members can access more than 80,000 ATMs nationwide and get back up to $20 in out-of-network ATM costs each month with either of the checking accounts. The savings account for children younger than 13 pays the same high rate as the adult savings account, and Alliant will cover the $5 needed to open either one. To join Alliant, the credit union will make a $5 donation to its partner charity, Foster Care, to Success on your behalf. Okay, and the next category is the best for the no fee, no fuss account user. These banks suit tech-savvy customers in their 20s, 30s, and beyond who want a bank that's simple to navigate and easy on fees. The winner here is Ally Bank. It won because limited choice is a good thing when each account is highly attractive. The standout accounts are the interest checking. It's a fee-free account and pays 0.1% on sums below $15,000 or 0.6% on balances of $15,000 or more. There's also the online savings account, which pays a flat 2.2% on everything. Ally offers one checking, one savings, and one money market deposit account to customers, but each stands out for its simplicity. For example, the money market deposit account, which comes with a free debit card and checks for easy access to your cash, yields 0.9%. if your daily balance hovers under $25,000, and it rises to 1% for amounts above that. You can link a backup account to your checking so Ally can automatically transfer funds to make up shortfalls at no cost. The banking app is packed with features including remote check deposit, bill pay, and an ATM locator. The separate card controls app lets you temporarily deactivate your card if you need to, restrict activity to a certain area, or specify spending caps for categories such as restaurants or department stores. The runner-up in the no-fee, no-fuss category is Discover Bank. The simple array of accounts became even more appealing after Discover eliminated a slew of fees recently. The standout accounts, Cashback Debit, pays 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in purchases each month. The online savings account yields 2.1% on all balances. Discover Bank's free checking account has a simple reward structure with no minimum balance required. You can redeem cash back as a credit, pool it with earnings from your Discover credit card, or automatically send your bonus to Discover online savings account. The savings account is free as well. You'll need to fork over $2,500 to open a money market deposit account or CD, but certificate rates are impressive. For example, 5-year CDs bring in 2.85%, and the money market account pays 1.95% on totals below $100,000, and 2% for anything above that, and comes with a debit card and checks for quick access to your cash. Discover now waives penalties for falling below a $2,500 balance in your money market deposit account, stop payments, and more, and you will no longer incur a $30 insufficient funds fee. You can still set up free overdraft protection, which automatically transfers money from a designated account to cover certain transactions that would otherwise deplete your account. To access your cash without paying extra fees, look for ATMs within the Allpoint or MoneyPass networks. Discover won't charge you to use another bank's ATM, but the operator might. So for those of you who want those no-frills, easy-to-use accounts, those two banks seem to be the best, according to Kiplinger. And the next category is under credit unions as opposed to banks. Credit unions are not-for-profit financial institutions owned by their members, so they can reward account holders with higher rates and lower fees. Our top credit unions are open to anyone in the U.S., and the first one is Hanscom Federal Credit Union. It offers an array of free or low-cost accounts with strong rewards. Their standout account is the free Kasasa, K-A-S-A-S-A, checking account, or cash checking, which yields 2.5% on balances up to $15,000, and then 0.4% thereafter. There's the CU Thrive the CU Thrive account, which has a certificate of CD that returns a fixed rate of 5% for its 12-month term, with automatic transfers of $5 to $500 each month from your checking account. Where is this located? 22 branches as of this past summer, mostly in or near Boston. You can also access an additional 5,600 branches via the Co-op Shared Branch Network. Hanscom welcomes active duty and retired military, employees of the federal government in Massachusetts, and other eligible employers, as well as relatives of members. You can also join one of three partner organizations to qualify for membership, such as Volunteer Theater Group Burlington Players. You can open one of Hanscom's four checking accounts with as little as a dollar. The basic account and two options from rewards account provider Kasasa don't charge monthly fees. To waive the $9.95 fee attached to the Premier checking account with a 0.4% yield, you'll need to maintain an average daily balance of at least $2,000. For the Kasasa accounts, you'll have to make 12 or more debit or credit card purchases, have one direct deposit, and accept e-statements each month to receive your rewards and up to $20 in ATM refunds. You can choose from a variety of savings options, a money market deposit account that yields up to 1.15%, and share certificates that earn 3% on five-year terms. Members have also been granted an annual loyalty dividend for the past 22 years, most recently 2% of most consumer loan finance charges, as well as 2% of dividends earned on savings at the end of 2018. I thought they said that these were all open to anyone in the U.S., and I'm not sure how you can access Hanscom Federal Credit Union other than by living in or near Boston. I didn't see a website. Oh well, moving on. The runner-up in the credit union section is Connexus Credit Union. Three free checking accounts come with out-of-network ATM perks. That seems to be why it won. The standout accounts for this credit union is the Extraordinary Checking account, which pays 1.75% on all balances up to $25,000, but just 0.25% thereafter, and it refunds up to $25 in ATM fees each month. The five-year share certificate account recently yielded a hefty 3.35%. This one is a little more accessible, it seems. 12 branches across Minnesota, New Hampshire, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Connexus also participates in the Co-op Shared Branch Network. Ah, there we go. I guess that's how they both are accessible no matter where you live. You can't go wrong with any of the three checking accounts offered by Connexus Credit Union, two of which offer high rates and $25 in ATM reimbursements as long as you meet a few conditions, such as receiving direct deposits and making frequent debit card transactions. Savings accounts require $100 to open and yield just 0.25%. But if you're willing to lock up a chunk of cash for the long haul, look into Kinexus's shared certificates, which require $5,000 to open but pay spectacular rates. Kinexus is open to employees of qualifying organizations, residents of eligible communities in the states where it has physical presence, and relatives of members. Or you can join by donating just $5 to the Kinexus Association. And the next category is best for frequent travelers. The ideal bank for travelers eliminates sneaky ATM fees and foreign transaction fees as well. The winner here was Charles Schwab Bank. Why it won? Unlike other banks, there are no strings attached to Schwab's travel-friendly perks, but you'll have to do your own banking online. The standout accounts were the high-yield investor checking account, which yields 0.45% with no minimum balances or monthly fees. The high-yield investor savings account returns 0.5% and is also free. Charles Schwab Bank reimburses customers for any surcharges added to ATM withdrawals anywhere in the world and nixes foreign transaction fees on its debit card. The high-yield investor checking account comes with the Schwab One Bank brokerage account, but there are no penalties for keeping a zero balance. You can also leave your card at home and load it into one of four compatible digital wallets instead. Schwab's mobile app will let you view transactions, pay bills, and deposit checks on the go. The runner-up under the frequent travelers section is the Radius Bank. Why it won the runner-up slot? A trio of checking accounts offer unlimited ATM rebates worldwide. Their hybrid checking account yields 1% on balances of $2,500 or more. The high-yield savings account returns a rate of 1.5% on holdings of $2,500 or more, and 2.05% once your balance hits $2,500. Where is it? One branch in Boston. Otherwise, it's online and accessible to all. You'll need $100 to open one of Radius Bank's three main checking accounts, but no monthly maintenance fees apply. Besides hybrid checking, Radius offers a cashback account, a charity-oriented account that makes donations based on your earnings. Although Radius reimburses you for all ATM fees worldwide, international travelers will incur a modest 1.1% foreign transaction fee. Radius offers two mobile apps with handy features. The Radius Card app lets you temporarily deactivate your debit card and dictate where and how it can be used. The Radius mobile banking app includes a budgeting tool that analyzes your spending and makes recommendations. So, that's for all of you frequent travelers out there. The next category is the regional banks. And its subheading says, many regional banks, by our definition, those with branches in fewer than 15 states, offer accounts and services that are just as robust as those of nationwide institutions, and they may be more involved in their communities. These banks are all contenders for top regional bank, but operate in different regions. Ah, I see. So they don't overlap regions. Okay. The winner here, local, probably one that many of you might use, Fifth Third Bank. It offers numerous ways to avoid a monthly fee for its basic checking account, and it has an excellent account for customers who keep big balances. The two standout accounts that they list here are the preferred checking account, which is free if your deposit and investment balances reach $100,000 at least once in a month, and it's also packed with perks, I would hope so. And then there's the promotional CD account rates, which are attractive, 2% on CDs with a 9 or a 15-month term, but a $5,000 minimum deposit. Where is this located? More than 1,200 branches in 10 Midwestern and Southern states, but of course, Cincinnati-based. Fifth Third is working on becoming nationally chartered, but for now we consider it a regional bank that covers a sizable swath of the U.S. The Essential Checking Account offers numerous ways to skip an $11 monthly fee, including keeping just $1,500 or more in deposit and investment accounts, and spending at least $500 per month on a Fifth Third credit card, or having a loan or credit line with the bank. Military members qualify with a $500 direct deposit, and the account is free for students. Preferred checking includes 10 rebates of out-of-network ATM surcharges per month, discounted online investment trades, and no custody or record-keeping fee with the brokerage account. Also, free personal checks, money orders, cashier's checks, and a safe deposit box. Also, preferred savings and loan interest rates, and free or discounted identity theft protection services. Lots of offerings there. Fifth Third waives service fees on its savings and money market deposit accounts if you have a checking account with the bank or are enrolled in the military. Otherwise, you'll need a $500 minimum to avoid a fee. For the most part, rates scrape along at 0.2% or less, although you can earn 0.4% on a balance of at least $100,000 in a money market account if you have an eligible checking account as well. The runner-up in this category of regional banks is People's United Bank. Most anyone can find a place to park cash among the bank's diverse checking options. The standout accounts, if you make 10 or more electronic payment transactions monthly, the E-Plus checking account levies no service charge. Some recent rates on CDs opened online were compelling, such as 2.1% for just 6 months. The Plus CD, for a 6-month Plus CD, and 2.3% for an 11-month term. Where is this located? More than 400 branches, but mostly in New England and New York. People's United Bank has options for customers at varying levels. The basic Plus Checking account waives its $12 monthly fee if you keep just $1,000 minimum balance, have a direct deposit, or are 65 or older. The Advantage Checking account, a $7,500 combined minimum in deposit and investment accounts, and a home equity line of loan or line of credit, waives the $25 monthly fee. And it also reimburses ATM surcharges when you use machines outside your state and provides free personal checks, cashier's checks, and wire transfers in U.S. dollars. The Premier Advantage checking account, which has a $75,000 combined minimum seller, tax on refunds of ATM fees worldwide, a discounted safe deposit box, and an interest rate of 0.02%. And they also list here Union Bank. A new free checking account gave the bank a lift this year. The standout account here is the Bank Freely account, a free, no-minimum checking account that offers 2 monthly rebates of out-of-network ATM surcharges. Union Bank is located in California, Oregon, and Washington. The Banking by Design account is attractive. It lets you choose services a la carte. If you want paper statements, for example, they're $2 a month, and cashier's checks and money orders are $1 a month. But you can avoid a $5 monthly fee by making $250 monthly mobile or direct deposits. If you can keep $25,000 in deposit and investment balances, or you have a linked mortgage with the bank, you can apply for their priority banking checking account, which offers unlimited ATM rebates worldwide, preferred savings rates, and 2 additional checking or savings accounts with no monthly fee, among other benefits. Then there's the Teen Access checking account, which is free for those 13 to 17 years old, and college students can use a free account too. So, those are the those are the regional banks. And the last category here is for retirees. Real quickly, the best of the banks for retirees is again TD Bank. TD's checking option for customers 60 and older is an attractive choice compared with other big banks' accounts for this age group. The 60-plus checking account comes with complimentary services well aimed at retirees, and the 6-month choice promotional CD, recently offered at 2% rate on a deposit of at least $100,000 or 1.65% on $50,000, is just one of them. It's located in 1,200 branches located in 15 eastern and southern states, as well as Washington, D.C. And the runner-up for retirees is Fidelity Investments. Retirees who don't mind banking online can combine a compelling checking option with the breadth of investment and advisory services from Fidelity. The cash management account comes with a debit card and free checks, and it yields 0.79% on the entire balance of $100,000 or more, or 0.37% on smaller balances. It provides up to $1.25 million in Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation coverage against bank failure, 5 times the standard $250,000 limit, thanks to a program that sweeps your cash into one or more partner banks' accounts. Out-of-network surcharges are refunded for most ATMs worldwide, and paper statements are free. You don't need to have other Fidelity accounts to use cash management, but you can connect it to a Fidelity brokerage account for free overdraft transfers. You can also park some savings in one of Fidelity's money market mutual funds, which invest in low-risk securities but don't provide FDIC coverage. So, that's for you retirees who don't mind doing online banking. Well, that brings us to the end of our time this week. As usual, we thank you for listening, and you can reach us here at WRRS with any comments or questions you might have. Our number is 513-487-4245. Thanks for listening. This has been Jeff Eisman for Money Matters. I hope you have a great weekend.